This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. I'm a little defrosted, not completely. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Charles in Ohio, welcome. How are you?
Well, good morning, Vincent, and good morning, Gwyneth. I hope you're both well in the class. I just had a couple comments. I'm sorry to take up air time and cut into your time, Gwyneth. But one thing, Volkswagen, along with that study they recently did on electric cars, it's pretty interesting. And people should look at the video John Stossel of ABC News did with recently. And he said that... for your electric car to break even on carbon with a conventional vehicle, you have to compensate for the amount of carbon monoxide put out in the manufacture and the mining of the batteries and the manufacture of the vehicle. You have to drive it 100,000 miles before you can break even on savings in carbon gas emissions. And but another thing, I'm sure the FAA doesn't know if no one tells them, but there is a ban on supersonic flight over the U.S. that's been in place for quite some time, and there are aircraft that they're designing are. They're not subject to sonic booms, the ones they're trying to get done. I don't know how successful they are at doing that, but they're doing quite a bit of work on it, and any bad idea, they'll work on hard getting that implemented.
Well, I can tell you for sure, these explosions that I'm hearing are sonic booms. There's no question about it. We have a little store down the road, and when I hear one of these explosions, I typically call them up and say, y'all hear that too? Yeah, we heard it too. Rattled the windows. And it's annoying. It's annoying, and it's damaging. It's damaging to the environment. It's damaging to animals. It's damaging to our buildings. And it's got to stop. It's not necessary. It really is not necessary to destroy the planet at the rate we're doing. And in 2020, class, Volkswagen, country of origin, Germany, was the largest automobile manufacturer. This year, it's, well, in 2020, it was number one. 2020, it was number one. 2021, it's number two. So it might still be number two, but it's pretty darn big. And number three, Daimler. You know them as Mercedes. And number four is Famoco, Ford Motor Company. Number five is Honda. Number six is GM. Believe it or else, number eight is... number eight would be BMW? Wow. It's hard to believe. I mean, it's hard to keep them on the road, right? Charles, did I say anything that was incorrect?
No, like I say, I think that the FAA, if they realized, they'd be happy to regulate. But there's a USGS that you might be able to go to and they could probably, they have monitoring stations, and they might register the seismic activities from those sonic booms. They should have them, they should be recorded for, if you mark down times and stuff and even give them a call, they may even verify that.
That sounds great. That's something.
Well, I'll tell you something about the USGS. They are well known for fudging their figures.
I do not doubt that at all.
They're notorious for it. And if there's something that I want you to see, you ain't going to see it.
There are also
that's become especially obvious to everybody through the whole Yellowstone debacle, meaning, it builds up, and then it backs off, and then it builds up to a new high level. And then it backs off. It never backs off back to the level that it was. And this is a cycle that the Yellowstone caldera has been in for at least the last 10 years that I've been following it. And it's going to do something sooner or later. But the Yellowstone has been, the figures on that, I was listening to particularly YouTube podcasts, and they were talking about the Yellowstone thing and the drum beats, which is a particular seismic signature which indicates that lava is on the move towards the surface. And they would say, well, yes, there's more drum beats today, but you're not going to hear anything about that from the USGS. What do you know? The main seismic monitor was offline again today, but the local people who had the local seismographs, they all picked it up, because anyone can really get a seismograph and set it up if they know what they're doing. And there's people, the USGS have a lot of them, but there's other private people that have them as well. And, so local private people were picking up that the drum beats were happening. Seismographs were always offline when the drum beats were in action. And they're called drum beats because it's like the lava goes boom, 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 boom. It resonates like a pot boiling. And that's exactly what it is. It's a big magmatic pot of boiling lava or magma under the surface. And that's why you hear these regular drum beats, the gases regularly discharging on a resonant frequency basis, because the gases build up and then they go boom, 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 under the earth. And, then they gradually escape to the surface, of course. But I would be very surprised if the USGS had anything to say about these sonic booms whatsoever, Charles, unfortunately. That's how they are. They're a US government agency, and so what else are they going to be other than corrupt? That's just how it is today. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I believe what you're saying. But I think what you're saying is also a clue. Yeah, it's not any single source. Universities also you might want to check with. But like you were saying, I'm sure that even Bert would know some sources that have, and a lot of times just if the information is recorded online, it will be available and show regardless. But independent source, yeah, you should be able to, like, I'm just saying that if you look around, you might be able to get some verification, and then you could go to FAA.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's
I'm not going to do anything.
Here's an article.
FAA won't do anything.
The first thing is for me, like I say, I'm sorry for breaking in, but the first thing for me is to follow the process and then go from there. But just to verify, you verify it in your mind, and once you get once you can get some hard data down where others. Because there's other people look at these same issues and they're aware because there's movements to ban supersonic flights before they even got them started. So there's people looking at this issue. Others.
Yeah, we need someone looking at it, and we need that person to have a big hammer. There's an article in Los Angeles, CBS, Los Angeles. And the article says there was a shudder felt across most of Southern California. It wasn't an earthquake. It was a sonic boom, according to the U.S. Geological Service. So they are monitoring. And so, Charles, I'm gonna pursue this. So I want to thank you. Thank you for calling in and sharing with us your expertise. And I don't think sonic booms are good for anybody. I think they're negative every way you look at them. And I don't believe we need to go faster, faster, faster. We don't need to do it. Charles, thank you so much for calling in. Let me know when you've got some time to be teaching in the front of the class.
I look forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you, Charles.
Bye.
Herman in Nevada. I can't help it. I can't help it. I cannot detach from some things.
Vincent. Gwyneth. Bon anniversaire, cumpleaños, happy birthday. Also to Norm in 4 or 5 days. So, Vincent,
thank you.
So this detachment is so important. Let me tell you what I did, and I'm going to make a couple quick bullet points. I built 3 more greenhouses out of cattle panels, and we daisy-chained them together with baling wire, smooth side on top. Cover it with 6 mil plastic. My garden's extending. That's my detachment. Because when you listen to the news in Canada, they banned semi-autos. Now the government's telling the doctors that they have to put people that are vaccine hesitant on SSRI reuptake inhibitors. And if that doesn't work, deem them mentally ill. So we're watching all of this in real time. Like a surreal funicular, like a movie. And we're looking at it, and the thing that Dr. Sheely says, Norm and Sergey say, if you let this burn you up and frost you and raise your cortisol levels and ultimately make you have a miserable day and thereby shorten your life, they win. Remember that every day you get frosted, if you let that happen, then they win. And I've got a little bit more after the break about the end of the Roman Empire, and I need Gwyneth's take of which leader Caligula, emperor, made his horse a senator and married them, because I think that's where we're going. And then hear your thoughts.
We'll be right back.
Yep.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Caesar Augustus Germanicus is also known, or was also known as Caligula. Herman, back to you.
Yeah, so I just think that we're watching in real time the devolution or unwinding of America, and they're making fun of us, the globalists and powers that be that are doing it, and they're trying to elicit a response from us. They're trying to get us to act out violently, which we cannot do. It's like you say, Vincent, get down and duck. Get your home in order. Get your closest people that will get on the game plan and bring them in. Abandon and get rid of everyone else. The GDP, too stupid to be alive. Be polite. Don't be confrontational. Don't be argumentative. You know, pray for them. I'm starting to think that prayer is so much more important than any of us know, because, you know, it takes us into that next level where none of us get out of here alive. You know, we've only got a finite amount of time here on Earth that we have the ability to do good with. And, Vincent, you do so much good because you help so many people. You have this huge extended family out there. I mentioned last time when you did the Thanksgiving show where, you know, You listen to other broadcasters who shall not be named. They're all lazy, taking the day off, thinking of themselves, or begging for money like beggar dogs. You know, you don't ever do that. You're just out there giving, 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 and the staff and Gwyneth and all the rest of the people that call in, the class like me or the instructors. So it really is a wonderful little community. But could you, Gwyneth, could you talk a little bit about the fall of the Roman Empire and how we're looking at a mirror right now? And then I'd like to hear your thoughts, both of you.
Yeah. The most you know, Caligula apparently did marry his horse. And it was a stallion, so I don't know how that quite went. So, you know, had a, you know, if he actually had a homosexual relationship with his horse, with his stallion or not. I don't know what the stallion would have thought about that. Stallions tend to, you know, take their masculinity rather seriously, and I don't like it being impinged from what I've seen of stallions. But yeah, one of the key things, I call them temporal markers. It's actually not my word, it's invented by Cliff High. But one of the things that was really a marker of the fall of Rome was that the Roman government had to pull out of a lot of areas when Rome began to fall apart. And in the end, they couldn't even pay the fares for their soldiers to return home. So that meant that those soldiers were utterly cut off from supplies from Rome and from the Roman Empire, and yet they couldn't return. They didn't have enough money to pay their fares to return, and the Roman Empire would not pay for them to get on the ship. And when I heard what happened in Afghanistan with that botched fanatical withdrawal of the U.S. Army, and about how there were American soldiers that were stuck in Afghanistan that the U.S. Army couldn't afford to pay for their plane fares out of there, I remembered that, and I thought, gee, isn't that interesting? You know, and I don't think I had an incarnation at that time, but I remembered from the movie Patton, where it records that General Patton, you know, who was played by George C. Scott in the movie, but he said that he is actually documenting something that Patton said. But when he was on the battlefield in France, he knew that he'd won already. When he saw the carts, and he said he saw the carts by the side of the road, and it bothered him at first, and he couldn't understand why it bothered him, and then he realized he had a past life memory of the carts being used in France when Napoleon's army was being defeated.
We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Federal Reserve officials have crushed investors' hopes of an early end to inflation. Two of the Fed's regional presidents, John Williams and James Bullard, warned on Monday that the inflation threat has not faded. Instead of rebounding, the U.S. economy will shrink and face stubborn price increases in 2023. A Missouri man convicted of ambushing and killing a St. Louis, Missouri area police officer in 2005, he blamed for the death of his younger brother, was executed overnight. 37-year-old Kevin Johnson was at the state prison in Bonterra for killing Officer William McEntee. Congressional leaders agreed Tuesday to head off a nationwide strike by railroad workers, promising to pass legislation quickly that would avert a work stoppage crippling the supply chain and the U.S. economy. This after President Biden took a victory lap earlier this year before the bigger unions declined the offer. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Cajibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth is with us, and as soon as we are done with this topic, we're going to be talking about the police in Australia and truck drivers. We're going to be talking about electricity in Australia. But for the moment, we're talking about the fall of Rome. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yep. And the other thing that happened was the soldiers that were left in the various parts of the world were treated according to their behavior. So those who had done their best to be just and fair, done their best to, you know, be good rulers of the society that they were in, you know, they were, in some areas, they were not treated too badly to the point of where to this day in England, you've got English families with the surnames of, for instance, Costello. And where would an Englishman have gotten the surname Costello if not from the Romans? You know, and there's actually a very famous Australian family that originally came from Britain, and they are the Costello family, and Tim Costello is a famous pastor, minister of religion here in Australia, and he runs the Australian branch of World Vision, and his brother Peter Costello is a retired politician. Former finance minister. But they're English. They're not Italian, but the Costellos are an Italian family. That's an example of a Roman family who maybe treated the locals a little bit better. But the ones who treated the locals badly were pulled out of their houses, tortured and killed. And that's exactly what's happening. I want to say that again more slowly. The Roman soldiers who treated the locals badly when the Roman Empire collapsed were pulled out of their houses by force of arms, tortured and killed, murdered, brutally so. And the locals showed no pity for the Roman woman and the Roman children. Because why should they? And that is how things go. I should point out here the standard disclaimer. I'm not advocating violence. This is a history lesson. That's what happens when empires collapse. And these globalists think that they run the show, think that they have full control. But in reality, their empire is falling apart because they can't run anything. Like I said at the beginning of this broadcast class, they couldn't run a chicken pen. If they actually went on a farm and tried to run a chicken barn, all the chickens would be dead within 2 weeks. They would not know how to do it. You know, even if you sat there beside them and told them what to do, and this is the button you press for the fan, this is where the feed's kept, so on and so forth, they couldn't do it. They're too arrogant. They don't know how to take advice, and they don't know how to have empathy for anything. They think they know it all. And they don't realize that they eat from the same paddock that the rest of us eat from. And they're destroying those paddocks at a wholesale rate. The only thing that any of us can do, and I keep saying this, but I say this for emphasis, find a piece of rural land, preferably out in the hinterboonies, preferably up in the mountains, and move there. That's all that you can do. Don't think that you can fight this thing and win, because the Bible prophecy says that the devil will make war against the saints and will win against them for a time, and then Messiah shows up, the Lord Jesus Christ shows up, and he flogs the devil's rear. He really does. He chains him up for 1,000 years. And we have 1,000 years of peace, and then we can do all the good stuff. You know, then I don't think that people will want to do things like, having flying around the world at Mach 5 or, 5,000 kilometers an hour, and destroying the world's atmosphere and building nuclear power stations and fracking, which destroys, which pumps like 400 of the world's most toxic chemicals into the water table. People won't want to do that. And the people who will cope best during that time will be the people who know how to live in that way more or less now. So that's what you've got to do. You've got to put your energies, instead of trying to fight the beast, which is, for now, it's a losing battle. You can't do it. The Bible prophecy has to be fulfilled. The beast has to prevail for a season. The best thing to do, the thing that Jesus Christ himself says to do, is to head for the hills and stay there until he returns. And then he'll set up his thousand-year reign of peace. Then he will chain up the devil for 1,000 years. And then you'll be able to, you know, really, really prevail. But all of these governments are going away. All of them. It is like the fall of Rome. It's like the fall of Babylon. In fact, that's what it's called in the Bible prophecy. It's called Babylon's fall. You know, because it's just mind-numbing that the ancient Babylonian gods are being worshipped by these globalists, that they're sacrificing children to them in the most brutal manner. It's all coming to pass, just like the Bible said. It is going to fall. It is falling because they don't know how to run anything. The whole diesel situation on its own is still in action, and it still has it doesn't have the potential to bring it all down. It's going to bring it all down. You know, and reading between the lines, you can see that in the Bible prophecy as well, because when the Chinese army marches to the Middle East to have their big war that they're going to have, they march, they walk from China to Israel. They walk. And that's why the River Euphrates dries up. This is all happening, and the River Euphrates is indeed drying up. You know, just like the angel with the sixth bowl, I think it was, poured out his bowl on the River Euphrates. I might have that slightly wrong. I apologize, Lord, if it is. The angel pours out his bowl on the River Euphrates, and the River Euphrates dries up. And what do you know? The River Euphrates is drying up for the first time ever in all of history, just about, since the dawn of the world. You've got to realize there's nothing you can do to stop any of this. It's Bible prophecy. It's going to happen. And Jesus Christ said, head for the hills. When you see the abomination of desolation in the holy place, which has happened, you know, drag queen story times, and also the jab going into people's bodies, defiling the temple of the Holy Spirit. This is it. And this, you know, I don't even know what to say. Just get out of the cities and get out now. That's all that you can do. Head for the hills and stay there until Jesus Christ comes back. That's his advice.
We're talking about the fall of Rome. And, yeah, it makes absolute sense, everything you're saying. I have no issues with a single thing you said. I just wanted to know, what is your take on the Roman soldiers who pushed people around and who were beat up as a result? You know, the mean ones, after the fall of Rome. If you look at cryptocurrencies, there's been at least three of the crypto kings who have mysteriously died recently. I'm talking within the last few weeks. You know, people who have fleeced their flock, they have died. And so what you're saying, We're not saying to do any of this violence. We're just saying that if you look at history, it's happened over and over and over again. And if you look at the fall of Rome, class, you can look right at Washington D.C. and you can see the same kinds of things happening. You know, there were Caesars who were in on the pr- prostitution, the homosexuality, the sex for sale. Julius Caesar was in on the take of the proceeds from prostitution. Gwyneth, please correct me if I'm wrong.
No, you're not wrong. And Julius Caesar was also in on environmental destruction. Julius Caesar created the Sahara Desert. The Sahara Desert was once a vast tropical rainforest. It's now a desert. I pointed that out, I think, in the last broadcast classroom. He cut down every tree in the Sahara and turned it into a desert. And he did that to wreak vengeance on the Carthaginians for Hannibal sacking Rome. Hannibal Barca, who is the king of Carthage, sacked Rome. And that was where Carthage was. It was in North Africa. You know, this has all happened before. And it even says that in the Bible. It says, as it happens in the days of Lot, and as it happened in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. And what was rampant in the days of Lot? Homosexuality was rampant in the days of Lot. What did God tell Lot to do? God told Lot to go to the mountains. And Lot was not a very brave man. He dilly-dallied and he delayed and he hummed and hawed about it. And he did not want to leave that city until the angel pulled him and his daughters and his wife by their hands and pulled them out of the city.
We come
Otherwise,
back.
They would
we
not have left.
We come back. Herman, a very quick comment. Then Gwyneth will be talking about the police and what they're doing to the truck drivers. You won't believe it. And then electricity in Australia. How would that work with electric vehicles? We'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So my take on the fall of Rome is the loose morals of prostitution, the tribute upward to the ruling class, and the fact that Italy was running out of resources to support itself. Italy is a peninsula, which really means a land mass that is surrounded on three sides by water. So they just couldn't go farther and farther out without without conquering others' resources. And that's what happened with the Caesars. They wanted more and more and more and had to go elsewhere to get it. And finally, they couldn't support all that they had all the people that they had to support. And that combined with the morals, the lack of morals. You look at Washington, and we are at the fall of Rome right here in the United States, led by a bunch of misfits in Washington, inept people. We have mayors, we have governors, have no business governing. They say one thing and do another. And just like in Rome, if you had enough money, you could hire the right legal talent and you could get out of capital crimes, just like in the United States of America. Herman, you have any quick thoughts?
Yeah, I just, you know, it takes me back to a very great young man who said two things that stay with me. I got to tell you, almost every day I think of these two comments. And he said, number one, it's not my problem. And number two, when asked by an adoring young lady, is there anything you can't fix? He was quick to respond, yes, a homo. And I laugh and I take that with me every day. And the reason I bring it up is I had to call Tractor Supply because that battery tester, the one you sent me the picture of that I have, the rocker switch went out and I wanted to let them know. They were very nice to send me a gift card to go get another one, even though they don't make it anymore. Made in China, of course, junk. But I brought up something to them that was really upsetting to me, and that's what this leads into. They are now sponsoring the Waco Pride Network, the LGBTQ+P, and P stands for pedophile. And I talked to the lady there for over an hour about it, who's raising three young children. They're having corporate call me back because I went to the Waco Pride Network's website. And it's not about just being inclusive with people with differing lifestyles than ours. It's about grooming little kids. And I'm going to send you a link to it so you can see it too. And I can tell you what I told them. I spend a fortune at Tractor Supply, and I vote with where I spend my Federal Reserve notes. And if they're going to support this type of grooming and pedophilia, they can count me out as a customer. Your thoughts?
One quick question. Who's the young man you're talking about? You talking about my son?
I'm talking about a young man with the initials JM.
Well, that's his first name.
And everyone right. I have shared that with has rolled over with laughter, but it's not my problem. That's the detachment Norm and Sergey talk about. And remember this as you go forward in your day, Vincent. If you let this raise your blood pressure, stress you out with cortisol, to shorten your life and stress you out and make your life shorter, and those around you are going to feel that horrible negativity, then they win. And if you don't want them, the globalists, to win, you've got to be bigger and more mentally disciplined. Like I wrote you in an email, quitting smoking and alcohol 21 years ago. The power of that discipline is very rewarding, self-affirming.
Very good. I'm working on it, Herman. Thank you so much for calling. I think about you every day. I really do, and I keep saying, Dr. Shuley and Herman want me to detach, and I'm working on it, but it's tough. Thanks so much for calling.
Carry on. Thank you.
Gwyneth, the police and truck drivers, what are they doing in Australia?
Yeah, here in Australia, talking about collapse, the cops have gone full highwayman mode. Actually, they've been full highwayman mode for a while. I've got a video on my YouTube channel, one of my YouTube channels, which 2016, which says there are a bunch of highwaymen, and it's a bit of a rant. But what they're doing is they are pulling over, they're going through the logbooks of the truck drivers, and they are fining them for making mistakes in their logbooks, including spelling mistakes, meaning that if they spell the name of a town wrong, so that is an automatic $144 fine. And it's driving the truckers broke. It's driving, and it's driving them crazy. They don't want to do trucking anymore, a lot of them. But a lot of them, it's their bread and butter. And it's what they know how to do. They don't really know how to do anything else other than trucking. And so they're kind of stuck. But
well, that's very,
it's
very
getting
quickly.
To the point where
very quickly.
They can't
electric
do it.
Electric vehicles and electricity in Australia. Do you think the current system could support charging electric vehicles with the power outages that are happening weekly, daily?
No way. Because I'll tell you what. We're in certain towns here in Victoria, you're having power outages 2 and 3 times a week. 3 and 4 hour power outages for 2 and 3 times a week.
Gwyneth, thank you so much for being with us today. See you next week. Gwyneth Isaacs live in Australia.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.